or rural development 401.
Sorry.
Okay. Hi. Are you recording? I had trouble with the
other day.
Oh, red light.
Hi, my name is Jamie Spires.
Do you want to try that again?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Red light.
I'm supposed to be serious the next time. My name is Jamie Spires, and we're here with Nick Aloclai from Kodiak. Okay, so what I'm interested in is plants and healing. So we'll start out with asking you a question about if you know any types of plants that are used in traditional healing from where you're from.
I don't know if that's true, more than that. Yeah. We started last, we started last spring when we were in camp. And they were in the rocket. They were down in the corner of the hill. But it was the way we got for medicine stuff. And we started with that.
So she was teaching you?
Yeah. I mean, what did it take to get into the camp?
Do you remember what was put in that ointment?
No.
No? And so that plant grew up on the mountain?
Yeah, in the rock.
Do you know of any other types of healing besides use of plants?
No. I know there's one lady that in Korea. She's got that heart problem. Trying to help the magic fever. She's a cool cure. And she used to take it home. She never saw.
Did she ever, did you ever get treated by her?
Not that good.
Okay. Do you know why they would suck out the blood? Was there a reason?
What would suck the blood out? What would suck the blood out?
Yeah, it's a kind of horn like.
Person would do that, and then they would spit the blood out. How old were you when you saw that?
Nine.
Did they? Were you scared? Like, did they explain it to you, or did you just...
No, I knew about it.
You knew?
Were you in Old Harbor when they... when
no,
you saw?
Do you remember who was doing that? Was it your grandparents or anybody in your family? You were talking about people coming and teaching others about the plants to use. Do they do that regularly, like once a year? Is it a program?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this the cultural thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, is Robbie, is she older?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
No, she's from Old State, but I don't know how she is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know.
And she was, works with the elders to identify?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Robbie. I don't know how that.
Do you know where she is from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we also talked about fishing the other day, and I was wondering where you learned your skills for fishing.
From my dad.
I was wondering if there were shamans in your area when you were growing up.
Huh?
Shamans? Was there shamans in your area? And medicine men to help?
How old were you when you started fishing with your father? So you just came to awareness you were fishing in the boat. So how did your father teach you how to manage the water?
Yeah, you talked about being pretty hard on your son, or he thought you were being really hard on him. Could you talk some more about that?
Well, it took him on fishing when he was 6 years old. And I pushed him. I never felt sorry for him. But he just sees you. And he was a good guy. He was a good guy. The same. It used to be in a red line, you know. Oh, wow. It was back in the very secure kitchen, kind of cool. Mm-hmm. When he got a little older, he said, I thought I didn't love him because I couldn't. And he talked to him, he said, I don't care when he sees you. Do that. almost blown out there. Oh, there's blown out everything. Like nothing. Something like that, all his own blood. Covered in 200 miles, and he finds out. And the common is drawn to that fire.
Yeah, I wanted to know more about the limiting fishing. Can you remember how you taught your daughter? Was it different than how you taught your son? Same way?
What is broken? Bones are just green.
The axons go?
Did your mom ever fish?
No. She was, oh, she was pretty young. But she was, she used to be in a can. When it came, before she died, I guess she swam up. But I remember rain, hard in the middle. She was calm. The rain comes down. And soon it was out there, so bad. My dad went on Facebook, he was very quiet. She was quitting playing. My dad was quitting. Next morning she died. Next morning she was so bad. She was really so bad now. I woke up. I don't know how come my dad was crying. And I just wanted to go. I grabbed my arms around her.
Do you have any aunts and uncles?
They're all gone.
Okay.
I have one cousin who's pretty close to me now, he's 9 or so. She was always my dad's brother's daughter. The one that took me in after my dad died was Pearl Harbor. Her name was Ella. And she drowned. Having fun, man. And that night he went to Hulk Hogan's car. around that whole house. Look at night, northeast. All the extinguished the channel. They hit the bluff and turn it, skip over. Next day, they come back to that boat, tap mat, and flag, and the boat gone.
What was the name?
Nina. They'll call it Nina.
Mm-hmm. And your last name?
Phillips.
How old is he?
He's a man. Turned 2.
Is she in Kodiak?
But her sister and small. I'd have a small one. How do you? Would you get mad?
Does she speak
out
of
it?
Oh, is
yeah.
She?
Yeah. She's grown.
Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she have a song for you? Does she have a song for you?
I have a song. Somebody else is singing. I'm not going to be there. You know, coming here makes me feel happy or something.
Talking about songs, did your mother have a song for you that you can remember? No.
I know that a lot of Native cultures have a special significance with the raven, and I was kind of wondering if the place where you come from has something similar.
People are I don't know, but it took about 10 million years over. The bear was going up.
Yeah.
Going up there, just barely to that.
Well, I guess we can go around with questions now.
I was wondering, I talked to you about an interview, about, and at the end you were saying something about little people.
I was wondering, what was the advice that your dad said to you that helped you be strong?
appreciate it. I don't know if somebody did it or not. I can't believe it, but it's not nothing else. But they used to have, whenever people like the crew, they see a lot. They used to see a lot of them. You said, can't kill them with a regular bullet. You have to have certain brass that went through the house on. Should you fire, you can use fire. You have to shoot them at your power. And they say that there were them people that ran away. They would turn wild. They would get problems.
I was wondering about, you said that your dad always hunted for bear. Was there any time that your dad was ever almost attacked by a bear or anything?
No. Before that, we had to go all the way up to the mountain to go there because there was no arrangement to smell anything. Which way you went to go on before. Because the bear won't smell us. So we need to go on because the bear and the bear won't look up.
How old were you when you saw that?
Have
you seen another one? Have you
seen? My daughter saw. Recently, not too long ago, actually, this one guy, his son, took a while to wait up and was outside. So he jumped off, jumped across the stream really quick, and it disappeared. And he told his son not to tell nobody, but nobody will believe me. I talked to him. My daughter talked to him because he didn't believe me. I talked to him about the young self.
For sure bad? Is there any stories about them being nice at all?
We make any bad.
Yeah.
The Christina night? The Christina night you were talking about? That's on January 18th? 19? What did that mean? Christina night. What do you guys have to do?
Not the church in the club. I don't know why. Came across. Just scared of time. Just kind of get done. You know, like the masquerade. I'm just trying to get that way.
I had a question about You said you said you talked to Nina in the Olympics? Is there much other people or much friends or relatives that you can talk to in Korea? Your language?
I could talk to
them. Yeah, is there friends you visit with in Olympics, or is it just limited to Nina?
When you come from Old Harbor, they call me.
I was just wondering about what time of the year that woman came and got you guys about like Bill Madison and stuff. When was that? What time of the year?
Just very quickly, because we've got to sort of wrap up here. You mentioned something, did I hear right when you said that in the banya, this lady used potatoes? Is it potatoes? How did she cut it up, or how did she use it? She cut it up and put it on the feet while they were having a sauna.
And they spent a lot of time to sit on the table. Back when they had that,
Banya steamed up.
They have two banyas in the camp. One for a woman, one for a man. If we go.
Thank you.